This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day program. We are going to flex our muscles here like the Olympians. 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, flexing with Kara Schillen. We have a lot of stories from the Olympics and related items, plus our 2020 news quiz question. Tuesday, the 16th of August, is upon us, plus people that are focused on the flooding in Louisiana. Get to that as we go through. But the story of Simone Biles starts us off. Won't be the first female gymnast to win 5 gold medals at one Olympics. She took bronze on the balance beam yesterday. If you watch any of that, Kara, you're a big fan of the Olympics and the women's athletes as well.
I actually didn't get a chance to watch any of this, which is kind of disappointing.
Look at the age of these. Her teammate Lori Hernandez is 16. How old is Simone? Is 19, I think, right?
Yeah, she's 19.
19. So when you look at the list of people who have won, Biles can join, is it Ekaterina Szabo, 1984, Vera Sazvlaka, 1968, Larissa Latina from 1956. The accomplishment here. Now, maybe it's because the Russians have been thrown out, or at least pieces of their group have been tossed because of doping. But they were all Eastern Bloc winners who have won this many. And here she is. She doesn't look like she's taken anything. She just looks like she works hard at what she does, and that's why she wins.
Well, yeah, I think it's kind of the same as, you know, with Michael Phelps. You read about his body and how his wingspan is longer than his height and his feet are double jointed, and it just helps with swimming. And I think it's probably something similar with her here, that she just has a body that's naturally good for this. But, you know, it's interesting reading the dates of the women that she's joining in this feat. And, you know, I've seen a lot of videos going around on social media of people comparing the stunts that they do in the Olympics now to, you know, the moves that they did in the past. And how much more they do now. You know, you would see women on the balance beam and they do maybe a little jump or, what is it, the vault, where they kind of, you know, they basically just jumped over the vault. And now they're doing 3 back pikes in the air and, you know, some backflips and stuff. It's amazing what they're able to do.
Track and field, an interesting night. I guess there's a lot of wind there. 50-mile-an-hour winds knocking over the railings and the banners were torn out, that sort of thing. The track and field program working in the rain as well. How do you do well in some of these competitions with a lot of wind and a lot of rain?
Well, yeah, I guess they had to cancel some of them. It looked like it was about here last night. That's what it was doing here. It was
heavy,
windy, and there was tons of thunder and lightning for hours.
Yeah. So let's see. But the track and field people, you and I both have spent more time talking about the women, because I think for the main, some of the stories are the best. Most exciting and dramatic finishes last night was Shawnee Miller. Is that how you pronounce her name? Shawnee, looks like it. Shawnee Miller of Bahamas.
So.
Yeah. She got across the line quickly. The other thing was Allison Phoenix. Felix? I don't sound too authoritative here because I'm not. I don't claim to be. But Miller upset Felix for the 400-meter gold.
Did Felix get the silver?
Yes. Yeah, and then Sharika Jackson of Jamaica took the bronze. There were 2 Americans other than Miller in the race, Natasha Hastings and Phyllis Francis. They were 4th and 5th. So we showed pretty well for that. The tennis gold medalist Andy Murray shut down a BBC reporter who tried to give him a title that actually belonged to Venus and Serena Williams. A lot of the social media platforms gave him a lot of credit for the correction. But you know what? I think some of this stuff, the people are too sensitive about it. I mean, these people make mistakes. NBC hasn't done a great job with the female athletes in a number of ways, as we hear in this report.
Tennis gold medalist Andy Murray shut down a BBC reporter who seemed to forget that women's tennis is a thing.
You're the first person ever to win two Olympic tennis gold medals. That's an extraordinary feat, isn't it?
To defend the singles title, I think Venus and Serena won about four each.
The BBC's John Inverdale was interviewing Murray after his victory over Juan Martín del Potro of Argentina. It was his second consecutive Olympic gold. He's the first person to take gold in singles tennis twice in a row, but as he noted, both Williams sisters have won two more golds than him overall. His quick fact check won him praise online, but his comments aren't really a surprise. Murray has called himself a feminist in the past and has said women have played a large role in his tennis career. He was coached by a woman for a time, and he credits his mother with introducing him to the game.
I don't know if I would call that a sexist reporter so much as a reporter who hasn't done his research first.
Right. I think, but as I said, there's plenty of criticism that's legitimate to go around, but not all these people are geniuses or experts. And for those who are critics of what's been going on here, NBC has done a lousy job from what I can see in a little bit of time I've paid attention. But the other side of it is, come on, nobody's perfect. People make mistakes. This is a gargantuan undertaking. Not that, you know, they volunteered for it because they want to make some money, and that's good. But I think we are way too clear, especially with social media, just too critical of things. So chill out. 13 and change past the hour. More from the Olympics in a matter of moments, plus our 2020 news quiz question coming up.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 57cash.com and you can have $500 to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, let's see where we are here at 17 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, the silly stuff that goes on or goes around with regard to the Olympics. I'm talking about some of the ways the conduct of those who are doing the comments, the play-by-play, if you will, announcers. I think that's a little over the top. Here's something else that some of you may consider a little bit over the top. Michael Phelps, as a fast swimmer, and the money that he's making, do you realize, I bet you, this is outrageous, for me anyway, to contemplate, and it makes me angry, frankly. We in this country are so focused on taxation, the government is so damn greedy, that we require Olympic athletes who bring home medals to pay taxes on the gold medal, the bronze medal, the silver medal. The taxes, the $25,000 they get for the gold, $15,000 for silver, and $10,000 for the bronze. The Olympic Committee pays that. But then the games, for example, Michael Phelps is going to have to pay $55,000 in taxes on his medals. How many people think that's outrageous? Raise your hand. 888-302-3684. I wonder, Kara, why this hasn't been a trending story on the social media. Twitter, @GoodDayShow. Facebook, /GoodDay. How in the world? If you win a prize on a TV show, for example, yeah, you got to be taxed on that. But these people, look at how hard they've worked. What an
incentive.
Yeah,
it's like, thanks for representing our country.
Yeah, screw.
You know,
it's called a victory tax. 39%. Jesus. My God.
I went to a going away party for a friend on Saturday night, and so a bunch of us were together, and we were watching Michael Phelps' last race and a few of the other races, and we were talking about this, and it's not something that I think is at the forefront of most people's mind because you're so excited about watching the races. And then when you stop and think, and you're like, wait a second. You know, this is so exciting, and this is, you know, a treat for the rest of us to watch, and then... It's basically just, you know, it's so ridiculous that they have to pay this much money that I almost have to laugh about it.
But it's not really funny. No, it isn't funny. It's pretty damned outrageous. Athletes in lower tax brackets owe less. But if you're in, for example, Phelps will make a lot of money in endorsements this year. I would bet that most of these people that win gold medals will win endorsements from big companies, don't you think? That's the way it's been in the past. So why isn't somebody in Congress onto this? Why doesn't someone who's running for office this year, why doesn't Trump or Hillary take a stand on this? No taxes for Olympians. The value of the medals themselves, people, if you put them on an auction block somewhere, Sotheby's or whatever, they get a lot of cash for them, yes. But this goes deeper than that. These people work very hard. I have no sense that anybody in America would be outraged if I'm outraged that they tax them, frankly.
And the gold medals aren't even gold. I think they're only 1% gold.
That's what they represent.
Yeah.
All right, 888-302-3684. Time for our 2020 News Quiz question, for which you will get a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work. Gabby Douglas has she's done a good job winning. Her Olympic experience has been good, but not so good for those who have been critical. What has she done that has caused concern? Why is Gabby Douglas sort of in the circle with a line across it? She did something that has dubbed her Crabby Gabby. What has she done? 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG at 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sunday magical, the mystic day. Everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told me.
Unmistakable sound of Chris Martin and Coldplay. Interesting, Martin has accepted the position of the Global Citizen Festival's curator, and he's committed for the next 15 years of the. This is a big concert in Central Park. It takes place in September. A whole army of people coming September 24th to New York, headlining the festival this year. Rihanna. Kendrick Lamar. I don't know much about Kendrick Lamar. What do we know about him, Victoria?
He is a rapper who's extremely intelligent and very well revered by kind of everyone, really, if you're a fan of rap. Yeah, he's been a very influential figure in terms of bringing together both sides peacefully, no anti-police, but yet strong messaging. He's a really interesting guy.
All right, Selena Gomez is also a headliner this year.
Can't keep my hands to myself. Her popularity just keeps going up and up. It amazes me. I didn't think she'd get any more popular.
Did she take a swipe at the Worm this weekend?
She did. That's her ex-boyfriend, so she told him, you know, don't complain to your fans if they don't like who you posting pictures of your girlfriend. Just keep it private.
Yeah, I don't believe in that, though. I don't believe that people should be allowed to bully people on social media just because they're celebrities. Like, get a life.
Right.
What do you mean,
well, all
bully?
These little girls wish they were dating him.
Well, he posted pictures with his supposed new girlfriend, and then whether they were his fans or Selena Gomez's fans, I don't know. But all of them were commenting, you know, mean stuff, and so she told him, oh, if you don't want to get hate, don't post on social media. I don't believe in that.
All right. Okay, we got you.
Thanks. My personal
Major
opinion.
Is it Laser? Major Laser?
Yep.
What's his story?
This is a group that I don't really follow, but I know that they're definitely building in popularity. They've been opening for a lot of other larger acts, so.
Shocking that I don't know anything about them, but I do know.
DJs, right?
Who's your what?
They're DJs.
Are they DJs?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Metallica's going to be there. I got that picture.
Boy, who drag them out of the coffin.
Oh, my. That is drastic of you.
No, they haven't been anywhere. Well, I mean, because, come on, where have they been? No one's heard about Metallica since, like, what, the early 2000s?
Yeah, but I don't remember. I remember playing their music when I was a jock at an alternative station in the early 70s.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They were around then.
I didn't know that.
A long time. Yep. Their album covers were awful. Ooh. All right, let's see. Who else is going to be performing? Usher is performing at Lawn Festival, the Global Citizen Festival. Ellie Goulding. Talked a lot about her lately. Why is that?
I think her last album came out in 2015. It did really well. And she did a headlining tour. She played the Glastonbury Festival and did well. Yeah. But, yeah, I think she's doing a one-off show just because of this festival.
Eddie Vedder. That is a name you can identify with. Eddie Vedder. The future kept will remind me. Don't call me. I don't know why.
He still sounds really good live, too.
Yeah.
I have never
Cass Stevens will be there.
He's great.
Yousaf Islam.
Not a Canadian.
No.
Yes.
I saw the host.
Joke from Friday.
this goes on all day and all night, apparently.
Yeah.
Chelsea Handler will be one of the festival hosts. Hugh Jackman. Neil Patrick Harris. Priyanka Chopra? I think it's daughter of Deepak Chopra. Salma Hayek and Seth Meyers. So the only one that doesn't fit there is Hugh Jackman in terms of, but all the rest of those people you can sort of see as hosts, I don't see.
Well, he's hosted the Tony Awards and the Oscars.
Yeah, okay. 50,000 free tickets given away. Is a catch. You have to earn the tickets by writing posts on social media to various world leaders, senators, and organizations using your platform to raise awareness for various causes supported by Global Citizen. 28 after the hour.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built.
Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
Oh, what?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our Geico bill with the Geico app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the Geico app. Thank you.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Another Coldplay song?
Yeah, apparently we've got a whole lot of them.
We do. Apparently I like Coldplay. How about them apples? 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen in depth with questions and answers, thoughts. And maybe you are into the thought thing. If you are, then our 2020 News Cruise question is just for you. 888-302-3684. We've got about 5 minutes here to get the answer on the air. The question has to do with Olympian Gabby Douglas. What's her real name? Gabrielle is her real name. Her mother has been all over the place talking about how she has been disrespected, bullied, in fact. When it comes to social media criticism, she was the darling in London in 2012, and now she feels, her mother feels it's upside down. So, what's the brunt of the criticism? 888-302-3684. I think a lot of people who will be watching this, what's her specialty, by the way? She's a gymnast, right? Isn't Gabby Douglas a
gymnast? Yeah, she's a gymnast. what is her specialty? I'm not sure if
parallel bars. I've seen her on the bars.
Yeah. I think it might be parallel bars.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, her mother says she's been devastated by the online criticism and bullying, that sort of thing. So, what's the story? Why has it been? There was one thing, but maybe there are two or three different things that have struck at the heart of those who have criticized her. Notice the pun there, Kara. Well, clever. I was to figure that out.
Very funny. All
right, so what did Gabby do or not do that raised the ire of a lot of people who are a little overly sensitive? But that's okay. I think this is something, it's worth some moderate criticism, but not the, this is the trouble with the social media. It just goes way over the top all the time. People need to get a life. Anyway, so what has been the talk, though, about her at this Olympics? Gabby Douglas, Crabby Gabby, as some have referred to her. What's the story? 888-302-3684. Why has she been vilified? A copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, goes to you for telling us the story. You can tell us as much as you want about Gabby Douglas and whether or not some of the criticism is justified. And a special attention to ladies who are listening to the program. For some reason, we always get a lot of men answering these questions and not women. I don't know why that is. Anyway, so let's get to the heart of the matter, heart and soul, 888-302-3684. If you're listening on an AM radio to this program, you may be interested to hear that yesterday a group of broadcasters and the National Association of Broadcasters went to the Federal Communications Commission to try to get things cleaned up. There's nothing worse. I have a pretty expensive car, and with it you'd think it would have a pretty expensive radio. But yet I can't listen to AM. I listen to AM because I want to listen to the talk. I want to listen to the news when I'm driving around. And it's almost impossible to get a good system. Used to be much better than it is. Most of the stations around where I am are some of them 50,000-watt stations. I'm sure where you are, 5,000-watt stations, 10,000, 20,000-watt stations. So they should have a really good signal. But they don't. And so when the AM band came into being, and when the radio services that we enjoy today started in the early 20th century, the FCC was supposed to control, that's all it was supposed to do, was supposed to control radio frequency noise and to keep the signals from bumping into each other. That's the only thing. Now they've taken all of this stuff. They've got hundreds of millions of dollars in their budget every year, an agency out of control. But they've figured out what it is that's messing things up. And the interference culprits are fluorescent lighting, cable TV leakage, LED billboards, Wi-Fi products, indoor TV antennas, baby and house monitors that use a frequency of the FM band, other FM broadcast transmitters, security cameras, bi-directional amplifiers, and wireless microphones, computers, and other things. Smartphones are a problem. All these things didn't exist. So anything that's 600 megahertz, when you look at your dial, it starts at 600. Well, there's some stations that are in the fives, but the problem isn't until it gets to be 600 megahertz and above. That's really what the problem is. So I thought when I saw that I would pass it along to you because a lot of people listening to this program, as I say, are people who are AM radio fans. We're talking a lot about the Olympics. Seems that Visa is hiring. The requirements, got to have a bachelor's degree. Two, you got to be an Olympian. Company launched a career program for former Olympic athletes who are looking to move beyond sports, offering placements in their offices. They're starting in San Francisco. Program open to athletes who have competed at the Olympics or have been in Paralympic Games within the last 6 years or so. So that period gives a couple of summer games like London 2012, Rio 2016, Winter Games, Vancouver 2010, and Sochi 2014. If you want to be a successful applicant for a job, you'll do 2 6-month rotations with various departments across the company, including marketing, sponsorship, product, and sales. Visa, one of the official sponsors of the Olympic Games, It doesn't have a number of position, a specific number. It just wants to get people into HR and see what they can do with them. I think that's a pretty good thing. When you get down to brass tacks, no matter what, whether you're a professional athlete or whether you're an Olympian, at the end of the day, when you're done competing, you've got to have something to do, right? You got to make a living. There are a few exceptions, and go back to Michael Phelps, and how many others, Kara, do you think we could name that'll make a living, that'll make enough money in the next 4 or 5 years so that they won't probably ever have to work again? I'm guessing Michael Phelps. That doesn't mean that they don't want to work, but Phelps will never have to work again.
Well, yeah, Michael Phelps, some of the track runners who have been doing it for a long time. But, yeah, there aren't. I mean, Ryan Lochte, I was looking at the amount, the worth of some of these athletes. And, I mean, Michael Phelps is worth millions.
Right.
But compared to, I mean, he's worth, I think it was $55 million. Ryan Lochte, who is a very well-known name, is $2 million, which is still a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that means you won't have to work again, unless you're very frugal. But yeah, I can't imagine if you've spent the last however many years just training and training and training and not really building up your other skills, then it might be hard to get a job afterwards, or it might just be hard to change your schedule, you know. So this is a cool program, and plus you already know that they're hard workers, so
yeah, right. They have a good focus, and they know that. Focus is what this is all about. Okay, speaking of focus, let's get the answer. No one has it. The question about Krabby Gabby, she's a U.S. gymnast and has received a number of social media complaints, criticisms, if you will, almost hatred with some who are small-minded, even though I can understand that, you know, there would be some concern. There's a picture of her in line when the American anthem, national anthem, is being played. She doesn't put her hand over her heart. So most of the criticism, the chastisation, is that a word? Chastising?
Well, it is now.
Chastising of Douglas for not putting her hand over her heart on the medal stand during the national anthem. Is that too harsh?
Well, here's my question. Do you always put your hand over your heart for the pledge and the anthem? Because I generally, for the anthem, I normally stand and put my hand behind my back.
I don't for the anthem. I do for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is it's for the pledge. It's not required for the anthem, but the flag.
Well, you see, people have twisted and turned this around because other people over the years have, they've done it, and it's become, not a standard, but it's become something that people do, and it's okay. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, it's just silly to me because people call her un-American, and I'm like, this girl just competed in the Olympics and won a gold medal. I don't think there's anything more patriotic or American than that, except maybe being in the military.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a
are short-sighted.
Yeah, there's a hashtag trending for her now called
Love for Gabby USA.
Yeah, Love for Gabby USA. So. You know.
Be kind. Hashtag be kind champion. Hashtag love for Gabby USA. But it's just like a lot of other things. The reason that I bring it up in part is because it's overdone. We overdo a lot of this sort of thing. All right. In a moment, a conversation about the floods in Louisiana and concerns that people have that have nothing to do with the water that's flowing, or does it? We'll find the answer to that in a moment. 44 after the hour.
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Agronomy Information Manager Mark Jeske to discuss corn row width.
So there's a lot of attention around corn row width. And for all the talk and attention that it gets, it's one practice that, when you consider the diversity of corn production across North America, that there's a surprising amount of consistency to it. We see currently over 85% of growers are in a 30-inch row system. That's by far the standard. So the most interesting question around this issue, I think, is whether or not we'll see a transition to a narrower system. You know, numerous people in the industry that think that that's inevitable. And really the main driver that is cited for this is the increase in plant density. And that's been the main driver in yield gains that we've seen in corn over the years has been packing in more plants per acre, producing more ears per acre.
How many trials were conducted in your area this year?
Well, Pioneer has been involved in corn row spacing research for decades, I mean, dating clear back to the 60s. So we've conducted quite a bit of research over the recent years, and really looking at that population question as we move to higher densities, does that narrow row system provide some advantage? And we haven't really seen that outside of the far northern corn belt. We had a study we did in conjunction with University of Minnesota that did show a higher optimum density for yield in narrow rows compared to 30-inch rows. We have not seen that in the central corn belt. But as far as the question of whether or not we see a transition to a narrower row system in the future, really the evidence that we've compiled based on Pioneer research and university research doesn't point to that being likely anytime soon. I mean, it's certainly possible down the road sometime, but for a grower in a 30-inch row system that's, you know, thinking I'm going to have to invest in a lot of machinery to maintain my yield gains, that's probably not a lot to worry about right now. Growers can consult with their Pioneer sales professional, their agronomist. Folks will have a good familiarity with local conditions, local practices, and help them select products that are really the right products for their operations.
Thanks, Mark. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4,
that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
All right, we have 47 after the hour. Situation in Louisiana sort of in flux, if you will. I noticed another body was pulled from the floodwaters. Lots and lots of people have been rescued. Flooding continues to be the mainstay of concern. Southern Louisiana, more rain yesterday and today. So health officials are now starting to discuss a secondary threat, the Zika virus, as we hear in this report.
Massive flooding continued to wreak havoc in southern Louisiana Monday, leaving thousands of people homeless and stranded. But once the waters recede and residents begin to rebuild the parts of their lives destroyed by the flood, experts say there could be a different threat waiting for them, the Zika virus. The dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine told USA Today the floodwaters could wash away a lot of Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, which carry the Zika virus, and their eggs. But eggs that have already been laid in containers, like an empty bucket, it could be protected from the water and stimulated to hatch once the flooding stops. According to the World Health Organization, standing water caused by flooding can become breeding grounds for mosquitoes that carry diseases like Zika, West Nile, and malaria. But as an official with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention told USA Today, the Aedes aegypti mosquito is smaller than other species and can easily be washed away by floodwaters. There haven't been any local cases of Zika reported in Louisiana, but health officials have confirmed a total of 23 cases of travel-associated Zika transmission in the state.
So is this much ado about nothing? Is this overdoing it? Is this the news media taking, let's find something to scare people with? The smaller Zika-carrying mosquitoes will be washed away in the floods. And then there are those that, once after that happens, they won't all drown. It'll be a fertile breeding ground, all that stuff that's left over after the floods. Come on. Relax, people. Take a deep breath. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, focused on a new bracelet. What kind of technology can be connected to a bracelet? Well, wouldn't you like to know? And if you would like to know, we'll have the explanation in a moment here.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. Because better equipment means better work and getting more done. And keeping you working is what we do best. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a hobbyist or a seasoned professional on deadline, go to Bailey.com now and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend. Over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build, repair, or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our Geico bill with the Geico app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the Geico app. Thank you.
Let's get back to Tech Talk and this new bracelet that trains your mental focus. How does this work, Victoria?
Well, it's called the Sona, and it's a connected bracelet. Sona has been developing technology that's in the category of called wearable tech. And most of the time, it's a smartwatch or a Fitbit, things like that. Now, it's getting a little more chic, and now we're getting into connected jewelry. And so this is a very elegant, chic leather band. It comes in white or black, and it has a tiny buckle on it, and that also comes in rose gold, yellow gold, silver. So it's good for men and women. And this basically, this very intelligent, very high-tech little piece of leather, which seems very unassuming on your arm, can guide you through 5 different points of meditation throughout your day, depending on what activity you're doing. It has a very advanced heart rate monitor that doesn't just take your natural BP, but it also lets you know what's happening in between all of your heart rates, like in between your heartbeats. They say that's where you also need to know what's going on. So it's a really interesting high-tech thing. A lot of health people are getting into it, and physical trainers are recommending this to their clients. A lot of therapists are recommending this to their clients, to their patients, because as you know, you and I both are fans of guided meditation. This really, the app that goes with it will show you how and when to breathe and guides you through the different types of meditation, because you need a different meditation before you go to bed than you do in the morning and sometimes in the afternoon, and it all is dependent upon your stress levels, which it monitors throughout the day. And it's actually right now, this newest version of the Sona bracelet is available for a limited time for $149, and the app is free. Yeah. And this is actually developed, resonance is the name of the type of breathing. It was developed for the Russian cosmonaut program in the 1960s to help reduce their stress going restless in and out of the atmosphere.
All right, so picture this. You want to have technology. Yesterday, I'm in my studio. I have an office, and I have my studio. In my studio, I have most of the computer and most of the tech stuff. And so I found somebody actually directed me to a new meditative mantra. And I clicked on it, and I don't know what made me do this, but I just laid on the floor, on the rug on the floor, and listened to it. I went to sleep. I was for about 60 minutes. I was just out on the floor with my hands in my chest. But I went to sleep on the floor listening to this magnificent piece. It was actually a chant, and I had never heard it before, never even heard of it before. But it put my head in a whole different place. So that I really, it was the inspiration for me spending, instead of the rest of the day out in 106 degrees, I stayed inside and just worked over a lot of stuff.
That's
and
great.
I think that's where this is, you need a distraction sometimes from what the realities are. And this is a good way to do it, lower the stress level. So good report. Thank you, 59 After.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.